This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nearly 250,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and there are more than 3.5 million confirmed cases. The United States has nearly 70,000 deaths with more than 1.1 million confirmed cases. U.S. President Donald Trump says a vaccine for COVID-19 will be available by the end of the year. He also says the U.S. government is putting its full power and might behind remdesivir, a drug that has shown early promise as a treatment for the disease caused by the new coronavirus. Faced with 20,000 coronavirus deaths, the nation's nursing homes are pushing to get states to grant them emergency protection from lawsuits alleging inadequate care. At least 15 states have enacted measures providing nursing homes some protection from lawsuits arising from the crisis. Now the industry is forging ahead with the campaign to get other states on board. Their argument is that nursing homes should not be liable for events beyond their control, like shortages of protective equipment and testing. Watchdogs and patient advocates argue that lawsuits are the only safety net to keep facilities accountable. New York is banding together with six nearby states to purchase equipment and supplies that sometimes have been hard to come by during the coronavirus pandemic. The governor, Andrew Cuomo, announced Sunday that the consortium will create a regional supply chain for masks, gowns, ventilators, testing supplies, and other equipment vital to fighting the disease. The other states involved include Delaware, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is praising residents for mostly adhering to coronavirus social distancing rules during the warmest weekend of the spring, with police handing out only a few dozen summonses. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.